Hello and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Pavel Popovich, and with me today is Catherine Sale, editor of the Methyl Methacrylate Report. She's going to tell us a bit about the recent changes in the MMA market. So, Catherine, what is the main talking point in the market this week?
Well, it's actually pretty tough in the market at the moment. European MMA spot prices saw triple-digit increases last week on the back of Lucite International implementing sales control for European MMA. So at the moment, it's currently unclear how long the sales control will be in place. But according to Lucite's customers, it's for 60% of the volumes, which means that a lot of buyers in the market are looking for material at the moment. The situation we're here is it's difficult because there's not very much spot material out there. And this obviously ended up in the triple digit increases that we saw in pricing last week. Imports remain at a lower level with not a lot of material available from Asia. And there is still some Brazilian material available. However, obviously, when you're ordering from outside of the region, there is always a lead time and people will have to wait for material. So it's quite a difficult situation. There's a lot of people looking for material and not a lot of material out there.
Yeah, very difficult. I mean, is this having any impact on the contract negotiations?
Yes, it is. So at the moment, the October contracts are still yet to settle fully. We were largely expecting this to finish last week. However, because of the general uncertainty in the market, there are a few contract negotiations ongoing. And as well, Q4 contract negotiations are ongoing, which were, you know, the progress in them has been pretty slow. However, most people again expect them to finish this week. So far, both contracts for October and for Q4 have settled at increases, again, just driven by the tight supply situation. I think the other issue as well is, although imports are again at a low level, there's also been maintenance stops in Europe for Arkema and Evonik. So this means that there's not really very many alternatives for buyers because inventories for those producers are also expected to be at a low level.
So how is demand in the market at the moment then?
Well, this is again adding to the tightness because demand in quite a few sectors is robust overall, really. You've got plastics demand from PMMA, which is still going really well. You know, you're seeing growth in sectors such as construction and such as automotive. And then you've got coatings demand as well, which it's been a very reasonable coating season. This obviously will soften later in the quarter, but at the moment, it's not really showing any signs of dipping. Because of the level of demand in the market, this is adding to the concerns about supply, with orders for October and November at least expected to be strong. It's to the extent that some buyers are actually concerned that they won't be able to get enough material to continue production. So for the rest of this year at least, the market's got to continue to be at a very tight level.
Right, well, thanks for the insight, Catherine. It's very interesting. Please join us again for the next installment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update. We'll catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Pavel Popovich.